Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. It's one man, one guitar. He can really play it. Welcome back. And by the way, he's part of the Fleetwood Mac, in case you didn't know that. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Next week is our 11th anniversary of the newsletter and the 13th anniversary of our show. So looking forward. We'll be celebrating that next week. And all the other things there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Del Bianco has deposited an incredible body of work with us over the years on all things technology, especially the online world. He's VP of Corporate Affairs for the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org, right, Steve?
That's right, actonline.org, and also netchoice.org, netchoice.org.
Check him out. Steve, one of the things that something happened last week, that we had this election thing most people know about, and a lot of people will tell you instantaneously, oh yeah, the Republicans took the House. It was the biggest midterm election changeover in maybe in history. They got a lot more senators, and now President Obama's got to deal with this new split majority, et cetera, et cetera. What they might not realize is how far down ballot, so to speak, down the state level, all the way down to the dog catcher, that this election, the impact that this election had, and they surely, most people don't think about what kind of an impact this is going to have on how they use the internet, and I'd like for you to give us a report on that.
Jim, elections have consequences.
Yeah.
And this one is likely to have some probably beneficial consequences for small businesses when it comes to the burdens they have to do reporting and to do the tax collection and filing for sales that they make all around the country. And I can give you three sort of examples of that.
All right.
But first on the elections, everyone knows about the House takeover of Congress and the seats picked up in the Senate by the Republicans. But everyone sort of also assumes that that sent a very strong signal to the administration about being a little more careful when it crafts what it thinks of as landmark legislative reforms. But as you said, big changes in the state. The governor's mansion, the dozen turned over to Republicans. But think about this. State legislatures are more Republican now than any time since the 1920s.
15, I think, legislatures switched over to from Democrat to Republican.
And a lot of those candidates, Jim, ran on slowing down the bureaucratic and legislative train that's been coming at them out of Washington. And I can give you a couple of examples where that's going to make a difference for small businesses. The first is the reporting that we do with small businessmen every year to the IRS, something called the 1099
right.
form. Well, up till the health care bill that the president passed, we only had to file a 1099 on unincorporated vendors
right.
whom we paid more than $600 for the year.
People who don't have tax ID numbers.
That's right. Well,
typically.
They may have had their own Social Security number, but they weren't incorporated.
Right.
And they didn't
but
have
not a corporate tax ID
number.
Schedule
C tax ID.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, in the health care bill, few people knew that there was a new requirement in there that businesses had to file 1099s on everyone
right.
they paid $600 for the year.
My audience knew that because we've been telling them about it.
Well, good. Excellent. And even vendors like Federal Express, if you pay more than $600 to Federal Express for the year, you needed to be filing 1099s.
Right.
Well, that was a kind of a burden on small business that was designed to raise money to help pay for the health care plan. And
that was its only connection to health care.
Exactly.
It is not associated with health care. It was just a way that the government believed they could raise money to help pay for the health care.
That's right.
Yeah.
And raising the money by doing more and more tax reporting, which they have a vague sense will increase the compliance, increase the filing of taxes by those folks who receive those payments. That'll be one of the first things to fall,
right.
The first repeals we'll see in the health care bill. And the president signaled that last week in a press conference where he understands the pain it's going to cause But Congress had better move quickly. I mean, a lot of your listeners, a lot of our members have already begun changing their systems to be able to do that kind of reporting.
Right.
So to avoid those undue administrative changes, I hope they'll repeal that in the lame duck session.
And, Steve, this is a classic example of identifying a specific element in the uncertainty that has befallen the marketplace.
Exactly.
All right.
Jim, want to segue to another reporting element.
One more,
it's on the reporting element, and this one shows up in basically Colorado, where the Colorado legislature this year passed a law that's saying that any vendor, whether you're online or catalog, who sells stuff to Colorado residences has got to report to the state of Colorado on how much they sold
to
each Colorado customer.
Hmm.
Not unlike a 1099, right?
Right,
because
right.
Colorado wants to collect more sales tax from Colorado consumers who buy their stuff from catalogs, phone order, or online.
Mm-hmm.
And this reporting mandate, think of them not as 1099s, but more like we call them Form 1984s, right?
Right.
It's Big Brother and the
right.
purchasing police in Colorado keeping track of what you're buying. And a lot of folks are very concerned about the privacy implications if the Colorado...
But Colorado was not one of those states that went Republican, is it?
It did not.
And so what does that mean for this?
One thing did change in Colorado. The Colorado House of Representatives had to pick up 6 seats for the Republicans to take over, and they got exactly that. They got 6 seats.
So is this something that's going to wind up being abolished?
The Colorado Majority Leader in the House, Representative Amy Stevens of Monument, Colorado, has already filed a bill to repeal the Colorado reporting mandate.
Good for her. Well, we need to support that effort because... we don't need the government to get involved in the business of the Internet the way they're trying to do it. And we're going to take a quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco at 10 till after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.